Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Andy Murray from What Culture, and slowly the dust is settling on WrestleMania 40, and we are here to give you our star ratings for all the matches across night one and night two. Andy, how does this work?
Yeah, so a quick little definition of each of these numbers, just because I know we like to have heated discussions and debates, shall we, on star ratings specifically, particularly I should say the fabled Big Five. The way I see it, right, and this is how we're going to do the video rather than adhering to what Dave's definitions or whoever else's are, 2.5, 2.5 stars for me, right in the middle. Okay, kind of unbuttered toast, tap water, washing it down, very okay match. Anything below that is varying degrees of bad down to a dud, which is a complete catastrophe. And if you go below that into minus star territory, that is rarefied air in the worst possible sense. But from there, for me, 3 is a good match.
Yep.
3.5 is a very good match. 4 is a great match. 4.5 to 4.75 is a match of the year candidate. And 5 is literally one of the best matches you have ever seen in your life. An all-time classic, a pillar of pro wrestling. Will we have one of these at WrestleMania 40?
Don't forget, just like when Dave does it, it's all subjective.
Sorry.
Feel free to drop your star ratings in the comment section below. But let's dive straight into Andy with the opener on night one. It was, of course, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. What do you make of this match?
I was very impressed to learn that Becky Lynch competed in this match.
Yeah.
With a cold, a flu, a temperature. I'm sure it's probably
strep throat, whatever that is.
I'm probably sure all of these are the same illness.
Yes.
But yeah, she was dealing with some just really unpleasant stuff coming into this. So to learn that after the fact, it's like, oh, good job. Like, you opened the biggest wrestling show of the year with all of that against you. I don't, for me, this one didn't quite hit the just brutal heights of Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte from last year. But I thought they did a good job nonetheless. It was really cool seeing Rhea come down with the Motionless in White song. The entrance and all of that stuff. Yeah. And, you know, while they weren't quite knocking 7 levels of hell out of each other like we saw last year, I thought it was an appropriate way to open up both nights. I'd go 3.75 on this one. So, you know, just a shade below true greatness, but definitely another feather in the cap of Rhea Ripley. And shout outs to Becky for just being that awesome while she was pretty poorly.
Absolutely. And we actually agree on this one, because as you were talking there, I was thinking, is it 3.5? Is it 4? It's in between that. I think they could have done better, but given the circumstances, as you mentioned, and you know, everything surrounding this match, I think they did a stellar job. I was surprised by the reaction for both performers, but they both got reactions, and that's the most important thing. Rhea Ripley retains, and 3.75 for me, I think that's a fair assessment of that match. There's better in both of them, but I was by no means disappointed by this match.
Yeah, and I think once again, I would consider anything 3 and above a good match.
Oh yeah.
Worth going out your way to see. So there you go, shout out to them. Here we go. Different flavors of reactions here to your new tag team champions. We're talking about the big cluster for the tag team champions, which were, of course, split up. Your SmackDown belts have gone to Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, and your Raw belts to a Monster Pop have gone to the Awesome Truth. So for me, this one started off a little bit strange because by the time that Theory and Waller grabbed their belts, they were the first team to get them, of course. It felt like it came a little bit out of nowhere. It did feel a little bit abrupt and kind of jarring. I stood up and booed because they're heels and all of that stuff. But at the time I was like, oh, that's a little bit early. But after that, I thought this thing kind of unfolded into a very enjoyable spot fest. Yeah. Waller was really funny because as soon as he grabbed the belt, it felt like he was being just smashed through a bridge ladder on the outside. You got your usual wide array of bumps and everything else. I thought it was, for me personally, right, and this is, again, personal, subjective. I have a lot of ladder match fatigue, mm-hmm. but the second half of this, after Theory and Waller had grabbed the SmackDown belts, definitely picked it up a notch. I go 3.5. I had a good time.
Yeah, again, I think I agree with you on this one, 3.5.
2-2.
Straight out of the gate. Because you're right, it was a rather quick... but maybe that was part of the match, because it's like they grabbed the SmackDown belts and people were like, we just grabbed the Raw ones, watch it. And then he took a horrific bump. I'm reticent to go anything below 3.5, because this has taken years off many of the performers' careers. There was bumps from really bad bumps from Grayson Waller. There was JD McDonagh, he wasn't even in the match, and he took a horrible bump in there as well. There's like an air raid crash off a ladder, one final beat from the inside to the outside through the table for Gargano and Bay. But for me, this, I'll let this go, see where it heads, basically. It had to have Awesome Truth as Raw Tag Team Champions. I thought Truth was beloved here, quite rightly.
They got a huge reception. Yeah. Can't argue with
that. It's certainly one of the matches when we get back to England after our jolly to Philadelphia. I am going to go back and watch, because as with many ladder matches, if you're in attendance, it's great. It's all the pomp and ceremony and bombast of all that. But we've probably missed half the spots in there as well, because the cameras would have caught it far better. So yeah, 3.5 stars, fair enough. Let's move on to our next match, which is, of course, Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. I'm going to throw over to you on this one, because I missed the first 5 minutes because I was going for a wiener pint.
Yeah, so did I, because I followed
you. Oh, yes, I forgot.
Yeah, we kind of went, oh, okay, here we go. This is no disrespect to the performers, but on the card, it was the match that we were perhaps a little bit less excited
for. Or we knew that if we missed a bit of it, we could come back. It was always going to be sort of a TV match to start and then a big finish, and that's exactly what we got. It all 100%. Broke down. I just love that Joaquin Wild spot. I'd book it in every match that he's in, even though he wasn't really in this match. And you can't go wrong with this father and son duo, in my opinion.
And when you see that spot in person, you get a full perspective of like the air he gets.
Oh.
In the flesh, it just looks, it's a completely superhuman spot for him to do it more than once. Is crazy. For me, this one, it was fine. I think that I would have liked maybe a little bit more open space for, maybe this did happen when we're getting a beer, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a crate of beers from the bars.
Yeah.
But I would have liked a bit more open space for Santos and Andrade in particular to show their stuff, because they're a couple of excellent workers. At the same time, the match was clearly engineered for the big reveal.
Yes.
Those mysterious luchadors. Jason Kelsey and...
Lane Johnson.
There we go. Which obviously got a huge pop in Philly. I'm just stealing your gimmicks now. Sorry, man. Huge, huge pop in Philly. It was designed to deliver that. It was designed to deliver a WrestleMania celebrity moment.
Yes.
And it did just that. But as far as a viewing experience, all due respect to the Eagles, I don't know who these players are. Because, it wasn't for me. It was for the Philly fans. 2.5 for me, it was fine.
I'll go 3 for this one. It was fun. That spinning back elbow Andrade's is always devastating to see. And from the look I got from a clearly Philadelphia Eagles fan in attendance when I accidentally said Travis Kelce.
Oh.
And I'm scared of that look and those two men. So I'm going to go 3. Just play it safe.
Absolutely.
I want to watch this one back.
Me too.
I want to give it the full viewing experience. So I'll just go flat 3 on this one.
Are we gonna talk about this?
Oh boy, Jimmy versus Jay. Okay, let's go entrances.
5 stars.
Absolutely.
5-star entrances. In person, the Jey Uso vibe.
Oh my God.
Is unbelievable. Especially with 72 or whatever gimmick number they went with. 1,000 people in the building, all doing the yeet and the bouncing up and down. It's incredible.
I just realised it's perfect for you, because that's not really the way you're meant to do a super kick. Yeah. Is it? His legs meant to be straight. Anyway,
I do like his shiny shoes though.
Oh, absolutely. I'm probably going to be kinder to this than you are, I sense. because I did like a tiny element of this. I know it was just super kick, super kick, super kick, super kick. I think maybe it was, I'm going to be kind to this just because I was happy that the betrayal thing didn't lead to Jey. If Jey Uso had lost this match, I'd have been brutal to it, in my opinion. But he had to win. He did win. That's the right call. Two stars. It was fine.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it, more than anything, exposed that Jimmy and Jey are not singles wrestlers, at least against each other.
Yes,
right. Obviously, fair. Jey had a really good match with Gunther a few weeks ago, but I could probably have a good match with Gunther. And that's not to diminish Jey. I think it's actually to his credit that he is so incredibly over. And like a match like this is almost not going to matter in a lot of ways because he's so popular and he's got such a strong crowd connection. As a match, look, I'm not going to bury it. I did not enjoy this. I did not think it was good. I'll go 1.5, but I'm not going to sit here and just rip it to pieces because, hey, if you want a more in-depth breakdown of this match, where can they find that?
WhatCulture.com/WWE. The brilliant Michael Sidgwick has done his star ranks for all the matches. And you can check out all the ups and downs and stuff from across the weekend as well.
Let's talk about someone we liked a little bit more. Let's talk about the super team.
Can I do Aura for this one?
Aura.
5 stars.
Everywhere. Jay Cargill, Naomi, Bianca Belair defeating Damage Control. And again, entrances, amazing. Oh. Damage Control's entrance was really good.
It was great, like, yeah, we forget that.
The platform for the super team coming down and then their individual walk-offs and all of that stuff. I thought Bad News Barrett had showed up to start with. I just seen this tower thing emerging. But no, they weren't out to give you some kind of classic trios match here, right? They were here to give you a showcase. They were here to give you something brisk and fun and fill the stadium with that aura, as you say. I think Jade had a nice showcase here for sure. The sparse usage of her on, as far as in-ring goes, I think has paid off so far.
Yes.
Because this felt really special. Like the formation angle for the super team, that's what I'm just calling them, the super team.
Yes.
On SmackDown was really compelling stuff. And then this fed into all of that. It was everything it needed to, I think, was accomplished here.
Yes, exactly. We didn't need a big back and forth, babyface is that much in trouble here. You had a checklist of things leading first and foremost with, well, Bianca can't lose her streak. Jade has to win her first Mania match. Naomi's just come back and had a bit of a wobble. She should win here as well. Damage Control aren't going to be hurt by this. They can set up something potentially for even tag team title matches going forward at the back of it. The other couple of things you wanted was, you want Jay Cargill to get the pinfall for her team. I liked the fact that there was a missed spot, if that makes any sense. Yeah. And I got a hair whip. And I've never been in attendance, as far as I'm aware, for a hair whip.
Yeah, and you can hear it all the way at the back.
So for that, I'll go 3.25 for this one.
I'll go 3. It was good. Yeah. It was good. And I think that they were not attempting to do anything more than what they delivered on the night. Huh. It was very effective. Let's move
what
on.
What we got next? Oh, my word. So before we started filming here, I thought I've got a good idea of what star ratings I'm going to go for both matches. I forgot to think about this one and now I'm in real trouble because this was so much better. Not that I thought it was going to be bad, but I think it was the emotional investment that I didn't anticipate. I knew these two were going to produce magic, but I didn't expect it to go quite as well as this did.
You know what I like most about this match is that I really despise the discourse about stories versus matches in wrestling because a match within the confines of the ring is the most valuable storytelling tool in pro wrestling's locker. It's not a promo, it's not an angle, it's none of those things. It's a match. And this match, contrary to what a lot of people will project online, kind of proved that. And it did it in WWE, which is cool as well, because when people have those conversations, they're often going, hey, AEW doesn't have any stories, which as we know is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have a match that told the story of Gunther getting way too cocky for his own good, really showing a level of ego beyond even that which he's shown throughout his reign so far, goading Sammy's partner at ringside, constantly looking at her, smiling, grinning, going, look what I'm doing to this guy. This guy's prey to me. I'm toying with my food in front of you. And he paid the price. That is just a fantastic, neat and tidy in-ring story. And also you've got the various other bits and pieces feeding into it. I thought that Sammy bumping into Kevin on the way to the ring was just an exceptional.
You're adding more
touch.
Stars as you mention this.
Absolutely. Look, really fantastic work across the board. I was absolutely hooked. It would be a travesty if I went lower than 4.5. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
On this bad boy.
I think that's fair. I'm genuinely excited to see how Dave rates this match, because I think in terms of woke rate, this was the match of the weekend for me.
Yeah.
I think these two gelled so perfectly. I thought it just, it was a real, I don't want to say surprise banger. Was never going to be a surprise banger, but I was just surprised at what they managed to get out of this from the moment Sammy was backstage with his family to the bit where he's goading Mrs. Sami Zayn. And Sami Zayn winning, it seemed so far away a couple of weeks ago, and yet here we are. I'll go 4.5 on this one. I wouldn't be surprised if people go more though, because emotionally I felt so much of this. I was ecstatic for Sammy, and I'm very excited to see where Mr. 666 goes after this.
Yeah, absolutely. Ending his reign on the number of the beast. Something else.
Yeah, Triple H will be very happy with that one.
Let's head over to our main event of night one.
This is going to wind people up.
Wow. So as a total package, this thing must have been, if you include the video package, which, hey, listen, if you're on this channel, you know I'm not usually the biggest video mm-hmm. package fan. This one was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. If you include that, the entrances and the match itself, this must have been about an hour and a half.
Easy.
And I think that if I was watching this at home, I would have probably had a much different experience and perspective and probably an eventual star rating on this. I have to say though, I love this whole thing. From start to finish, I was completely hooked.
His face.
He's a genius. He's a genius with this stuff. I think that I probably should have said this at the beginning, right? When we were explaining the category. I just rate things on enjoyment.
Yes.
I just rate them on how much fun I had watching them. More than anything else, because I think that's the most honest way to do this thing. And I want to be that with the audience. So look, if I was sitting on my couch and I was watching the opening 20-25 minutes where it's a lot of slow brawling, moving around the arena, coming back into the ring and some really just simple crowd manipulation, like The Rock just changing his facial expression slightly in the entire arena going, ooh.
This to Cody is...
That was fantastic. I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. But credit where it's due. The geezer ate that Cody cutter when he was bouncing back across the ring. And he ended up putting a pretty impressive shift in for a guy who hasn't worked in forever. Before I drop my rating, I want to get your thoughts and then we can collude.
Now, I am incredibly biased here.
Yeah.
The Rock is my favorite wrestler ever. The Rock is my childhood hero. The Rock...
Adulthood hero too.
Yeah, he's been just jaw-dropping from the moment he returned. He was amazing. His entrance is, I think, our favourite WrestleMania entrance ever. Again, with the bias of being in attendance for it.
Bias too.
The manner coming out of this match and these men was off the chain. And I think I've said this to Sidge previously. If you're going to ask childhood me, if you ever got to see The Rock at WrestleMania, what would you like to see? I'd have a checklist of things. That would be the most electrifying entrance I've ever seen. Check. A rock bottom. Check. A rock bottom through a table. I don't think it'd be The Rock doing it, but still.
Yeah.
Check. A people's elbow. Check. The Rock wins. Check. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 stars for me. I loved every element of this. I'm biased.
I love it.
I'm getting carried away. If I was, I'm not going to be the person who rants and raves about Dave Meltzer's star rating, but I can see how he gets giddy. I can see how I can break his star ratings, because I sense that might be the direction we're heading a little bit later on. I love this match. I love everyone in it. It's a match I will go back and watch over and over and over again, a little bit like night two, which we'll get to. And I tweeted this at the time with some bias. This was my favorite WrestleMania main event of all time for at least 24 hours.
Yeah. Man, 5 stars. I love it.
But who cares? It's subjective. That's
what we're talking about. That's the whole
thing. You can rate it -5 for all I care. It's subjective. It's how you feel about it. 100%. I love this man.
I landed on a 4.
Fair.
I had a great
That's
time.
That's probably better. More
No. Objectivity is nerd nonsense. Just stop trying to apply that.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it when people do that. And if you want to, like, I don't know. I'm not going to go on the tangent here. But yeah, no, I love this. And I think that your rating speaks to your personal experience with it, and mine speaks to mine. And that's the beautiful thing about all this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you ready for night 2?
I don't know, especially not for that opener.
Yeah, well.
Goodness me.
Well, we're going to wrap what would technically be the first two matches up in one.
Wikipedia ranks this as two matches, let's play it all as one.
Which is probably the strictest way to do things. But of course, Drew McIntyre beats Seth Rollins, messes with CM Punk a little bit too much. CM Punk riffs off the arm brace, beats him up, Damian Priest cashes in, boom, 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 new World Heavyweight Champion. How do you feel about this?
Hands up. I said, and I've said, if you've watched the predictions and watched the news and watched our podcasts and stuff that we've done for the last few months with the build to WrestleMania, I've said this man and that briefcase should have been nowhere near WrestleMania because it's just going to muddy the waters and complicate things. I was wrong. This was sensational. Credit to, by the way, before I get carried away with the cash in and Punk and what have you, credit to the two men as well who opened the show. You and Sitch nailed this in the stadium on the night. You said it was just a bomb fest. Mm-hmm. That's what you need from an opener to WrestleMania. The tease of, are they going to do Daniel Bryan, Sheamus, of Drew winning it with a Claymore in 10 seconds or whatever, and then just, I'm just going to hit you with the big ones. I'm going to hit you with the DDT on the outside right in front of CM Punk. I'm going to hit you with the stomp inside and outside the ring on the table and stuff like that. I'm going to hit you with a pedigree. And then it was the right call for everything. Drew beat Seth, right decision. He gets that moment. I'm very happy for him winning the World Heavyweight Championship. And then he gets carried away. He can't help himself taunting CM Punk. And obviously Punk finally snaps, attacks him. Priest sees this opportunity. He's been a really dumb money in the bank holder if we're being strict in terms of kayfabe. But never mind all that. He's World Heavyweight Champion now. What did I give Sammy and Gunther? 4.5?
4.5.
This is good. I'll go 4.25.
Yeah.
I'll go 4.25. I'll temper myself somewhat, again, for now, but how did you feel about it?
So, for the disgusting and frankly offensive treatment of a great Scottish warrior in Drew McIntyre, a bastion, a pillar of all things that are good about this, but it's -5 stars.
Okay,
fair. It's disgusting.
We've got a thumbnail.
Yeah, it's frankly disgraceful. I have cancelled my WWE Network subscription. I have unfollowed them on Twitter.
Oh.
I am actually considering writing to Paul Levesque. I'm being an asshole. No, this rocked.
Yeah.
The whole
you
thing
tweeted
rocked.
Tweeted during the match.
Yeah, I was sitting there wondering. It was very reminiscent of those Paul Heyman produced bomb fest, right? Where it's finisher, 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 boom, boom, which we saw a lot of during Brock Lesnar's reign on top. in WWE. And I just thought it created the most perfect heart and mouth stadium drama ever. Yeah, was it excessive? Absolutely. Was it silly? Absolutely. But guess what? In a stadium, that's exactly what I kind of want from this stuff. So like as a total package, I'm the exact same. It's 4.25. I loved it. I had a great time. It got the adrenaline going. And this man, like, you know, not necessarily been in the spotlight recently that he was coming out of Backlash and, mm-hmm. and Money in the Bank in particular. But an instant jolt of electricity. Here he goes.
And I know he got hit with the thing from Punk and he got hit with the briefcase. Well, that South of Heaven chokeslam would put any man down.
Absolutely.
Brilliant stuff. Really happy for him.
Just about launched him into the stratosphere.
Yes.
Crazy.
Let's move on to the Philly Street Fight that came next, though.
This will be quick.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross and AOP. My straw ratings on this may change after Andy and I get the chance to sit and listen to Snoop Dogg on commentary. Bubba Ray Dudley was, of course, the special guest referee. The mood in the stadium around this was very much affected as to whether the lights were on us or not.
Yeah.
But this was, I will say this, better than I expected. It was fine. I didn't need necessarily to be on the card, but they did what they needed to do to justify it on there for me.
Yeah, I think, again, if I had been watching this at home with that Snoop Dogg commentary, I'd probably be a bit higher on it. But for me, the big problem with this, aside from the lights, which were in my eyeballs for most of it, and almost gave me a migraine, thanks guys. The big problem for me with this was that next to nothing happened, apart from Bubba Ray Dudley putting on his glasses and Montez Ford hitting an incredible dive over the turnbuckles. So for that reason, and for the fact that I was just kind of bored for most of it, 2 stars.
I'll go 2.75.
There you go.
I was pleasantly surprised by it, but it was something and nothing. It was, you know, the crowd enjoyed it in the end, especially when they turned the lights off. But, you know, and I don't want to bury it too much because the welts that those guys will be feeling from all the chair shots and the table bumps and stuff, I always feel very guilty. But, yeah I was... No one bought a WrestleMania ticket to see this match.
No, I
see. But they were fine with it when it happened, so credit to all the guys involved in there.
Skidoosh.
Let's move on to AJ Styles versus LA
Knight. Yeah.
One of my favorite, that and Yeet, that's so all we've been saying all weekend.
Yeah, it's like, it's so awesome. You can just like, wrestling is so silly. Like you can just be in a crowd of people, say the word yeah, and a bunch of, you just pops off just, all around you.
Oh.
It's incredible. This actually was a bit better than I expected.
Yes.
Not to say, you know, both of these guys have immensely positive qualities. And AJ coming down to a new entrance theme and all of that stuff. Probably need to hear the studio version before I bury that too deep. But it was just two good old season pros going out there and having themselves a good old fashioned wrestling match. Nothing exceptional, nothing blow away. But as far as like, mid-card fodder goes. Do you want mid-card fodder on a WrestleMania card? That's another debate entirely. Mm-hmm. But I thought this was perfectly fine. I had a good time shouting, yeah. And doing all that other nonsense.
The right man won.
Exactly. And I had a good time. I had a good time.
Yeah, me too. I mean, just, they knew what they were doing. They did several punch exchanges. So we not only get booyah, but booyah. We got a great spot with AJ Styles getting hoied off the top by LA Knight. That looked great. There was an attempted Styles clash. That was a nice tease in there. Mm-hmm. Again, AJ Styles, considering how long he's been taking preposterous bumps as he goes to set up that phenomenal forearm. Blunt force trauma, 1, 2, 3 for LA Knight. I'll go 3.25.
I'd go the exact same. That's the exact rating I had in my mind. We're moving into the...
They kicked into gear now. We were saying this on the review, What Culture Wrestling Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. The four of us, Miller and Phil, were in the media, but me, Andy, Sidge, and Nicholas were sort of elbowing each other going, so now, the last three matches we've got is this triple threat, Bayley versus Io, and Bloodline Rules.
Yeah.
What an ending to WrestleMania this was, and it started brilliantly with this.
Yeah, but this is like, one thing about this match, it kind of exposed how out of touch old man I am. I have no idea who these streamer TikTok people that Logan Paul associate. Who is iShowSpeed? Is he a crypto scammer as well?
Probably.
Like, is he in on that stuff? I have no idea. That's my fault, right? That's my fault. I'm not.
He was in the old Blue Prime bottle.
He was indeed. I'm more of a Gatorade kind of guy.
Water was more over than Prime.
H2O. I had a lot of fun chanting for drinks.
Yes.
Like very.
And the Prime logo looked great, by the way.
Look, the Prime logo throughout WrestleMania was a lot less garish than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be horrible.
Mm.
But no, like, what I liked about this was that, you know, I obviously had some ridiculous exchanges. Logan Paul continuing to prove himself. I think that the cable has just come out of the camera. Is it still recording? We will find out. I think that for the most part, the character stuff was just a lot of fun.
Oh, from the moment they came out.
Yeah, like Kevin and Randy just farting about on a little car thing.
Golf cart, when it plays.
Yeah, and then like teasing and going, oh, sorry, brother, I'm going to turn on you, though. All of that stuff was a lot of fun, wrapped up with the coordination and the athleticism. I will say, I went 3 3/4 on this.
Okay.
I thought it was very, very, very good. If this speed fella, whoever he may be, had taken the RKO in the bottle suit, even better.
Yes, yeah, I saw a lot of people similarly echoing that thought. It was one of those where I get why they use Speed. He's very popular with young people on the internet, and it's a good way, a bit like having KSI, obviously, last year, to have people pay attention to this sort of thing. And same difference as having the American footballers the previous night, in my opinion.
It's no different at all.
No.
No different.
I can't bang on about how great Logan Paul is as a wrestler. He never misses a WrestleMania. He hardly ever misses in big matches, regardless. The potential of him getting punted and then iShowSpeed taking that away from everyone who just despised Logan Paul was great. Yeah, the chemistry between these two. I said, I don't want it to end. I know they've just RKO'd and pop up powerbombed and stunned each other, and Brass Knucks have been involved in this match as well. But yeah, I want this to keep going with those two. The Right Man again won. I think it's spot on that Logan Paul continues as United States champion for now. I'll go, what did you go, 3-3?
3-3.
Yeah, I'll go with the same on that one, because I need to give myself some wiggle room for where we're about to head, and that's Bayley versus Io Sky for, I always just call them the Raw Women. I think this is the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky's title. Disappointed with the lack of Bayley buddies to start with, but we got the Egyptian Bayley entrance instead.
That was a choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we don't really understand the relevance of it, but I've read somewhere that there is importance to that. And fair enough.
Yeah, King. She was just showing respect to King Tutankhamun.
It looked cool.
Tutankhamun, Pam.
Looked cool regardless. I not very often say, oh, just run this match back at Backlash because it feels just like tired and we know what the result's going to be. Do it again. I love these two working together.
Yeah, they did a great job. I think that this was probably one of the matches that the stadium experience maybe hurt it a little bit for me, in that there was a lot of the more intricate stuff in this match than compared to some of the other stuff on the card.
Yeah.
Bayley was selling like an absolute queen in this thing. An Egyptian queen. There we go.
Yeah, we go.
So, like, her performance was incredible. For me, one of the most impressive Bayley performances in, I don't know, maybe years. She was excellent. Io was great too. Like, her little flip out of the
rose plant. Oh yeah. My God.
Like, I have no idea how she did that, but it was extremely impressive. So, when I rate this thing, I am going to rewatch it because I think it'll change my perspective and I think it'll make me appreciate the intricate moments of battle that are sometimes lost in that gigantic stadium. So, but with that in mind, look, I've just spoken like I'm going to give it a crap rating. No, I gave it 4.
I was going to say 4 as well.
Yeah, great match. Great match. One that I am really looking forward to getting a new perspective on when I watch at home.
Yeah, that sequence with the over the moonsault and then the subsequent, I think it was another over the moonsault that Bayley dodged, and then it looked like Bayley was going to hit with the rose plant and Io reversed was, I've watched that back already. It's just mind bending. Again, so happy that Bayley left as champion. I think Io's been great in the time that she's had the briefcase and what have you. But 4 stars. I hope they do it again. I think, they quite rightly made the case that they could have, with more time and more emphasis based on them, main event of the WrestleMania that didn't have The Rock involved in it and the Bloodline saga and all that. But yeah, really fantastic stuff. And that brings us to our main event
of the evening.
Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, finishing the story, Bloodline rules, all of that. Where to begin with this one?
You can't even do a play-by-play because it was so silly.
We have to start. to circle back to something we did earlier. Roman Reigns' entrance.
Unbelievable, yeah. Like, the full orchestra thing, musicians set up. What a layer of bombast that added to what is already one of the most bombastic themes in the company.
The pomp and ceremony of Cody and the American Nightmare, the video package was... There's a lot of pressure on that because so many people have made, you know, My Way or Monster or obviously Infinity War stuff with this. I thought they just pitched it perfectly. Brandy obviously being there as well.
She's back.
The entrance and the subsequent celebrations. And then the bell rang and... Well, spoiler alert, this was my favourite WrestleMania main event of all time.
Oh, wow, and you've just given one 5 stars, so that's going to be interesting. Get the tens out for the lads. I had the most unbelievable time. I had the most incredible time.
How long, from the moment they uttered the words Bloodline Rules, how long have you and I said, I want a good match, and we know they can. We saw that last year, and it'd have to be a real... change of pace for them to have a bad match together.
Yeah.
I want a good match, I want all that, but then I want chaos, and this gave us every aspect of that.
It did. First of all, in the first act or so, it gave you the big drama of the classically styled WWE-esque main events, Cody and Roman, like they did that last year as well. But obviously what I really wanted was the fulfillment of the Bloodline rules stipulation.
And this with stolen finishes, we should mention as well.
Of course. Like a little bit of head games from these wars. It's just like things, man, like the bump that Jimmy and Jay took off the stage were completely insane.
Yes.
Obviously, we didn't like their match particularly, but we'd never disrespect them doing things like this. Cena got more out of me than I ever thought he would.
Yeah.
Not that I like John Cena, but when you're in the building and you're in the moment, it comes down to combat an evil doer. It's just great stuff. The Rock, obviously, the final boss coming down. Rice in a lifetime now, sort of chasing off Cena.
Yeah.
And then, man, look, I was fully expecting ready for Steve Austin.
Everyone was, weren't they?
Yeah, not gonna lie. And I think that Steve Austin would have been the greatest thing of all time on this. It would have been the perfect cherry. But when the arena went gong and everything went dark,
everyone lost their minds.
The entire place just levitated to a different dimension. The dead man standing in the middle of the ring
with his hat on.
He's got his hat. He's got a hoodie that says, "Try me, I'll make you famous." And he made the final boss famous, brother.
That photo, if you haven't seen it, go and search it out for Rock Mid Show Slam. He's the best of all time. If Stone Cold Steve Austin had been in the space where The Undertaker was, I'm no joking, I would have given this match 10 stars. Maybe 7. That's kind of
even Dave hasn't gone up to 10 yet, right?
Let's go 7, okay, right? I want to preface all this with a few things because... I loved the initial match. I loved the Roman cockiness of, I'm just going straightforward one-on-one match. Oh, I'm in a slight bit of trouble. Kendo stick. And then Jimmy. And then, and the fact that Jay got music worked for me perfectly. Plus, just, you know, on building on top of everything, the solo spot where you know it's not going to be the finish. You know, you don't promise Bloodline Rules and have, no offense to Jay, but just Jey Uso be the guy out there. And yeah, the spike spear combo, after they've done the callback to the three crossroads and the spike prior to that, I was terrified. Just, it had me completely at that point. Then yes, obviously, John Cena with, and all the work they put into this to have John Cena get so destroyed by Solo back in Saudi, to have that moment of John Cena and The Rock squaring off one more time, was just amazing. The Seth Rollins element of it, I understand people being all over the place with it. I am so happy with how everything went. I'm going to allow this to continue or to play out, to you know, to use a phrase we overuse, because of not only the brilliant weaving in of Seth, Shield, Roman, Law, of I'm going to hit you one more shot. I just wish he'd probably got a slight bit of off. I'm going to hit you one more time for ruining something that was so bloody perfect. It was so, people were losing their minds so much in this main event. People went, John Moxley's contract run out or something? What's going on? Is Dean Ambrose coming in here when the Shield's music hit? But it was obviously, it's mind games from Seth and what have you. And The Undertaker was a wild swerve from where we thought we were going to be heading. But look, most importantly, this happened. Cody Rhodes finishes the story. He is the new world champion. I think the Roman Reigns bloodline story is up there with one of my favorite sagas ever in wrestling. And yes, I'm, you know, sort of rose-tinted glasses remembering the 40-minute matches with the last 10 yeah. minutes of shenanigans and all that. But it's my favorite WrestleMania main event ever. I said I'd give 7 if it was Stone Cold, so I'm not going to go that. I'm not going to get that carried away. 6 stars. Six stars for Night 2's main event. And again, it's subjective. I just hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Don't fight. This was a lot, right? It was the, if you, you know, usually when you go and enjoy your trip to the cinema, you might treat yourself to a little refreshment while you're there. You might get yourself a Coke, you might get yourself a popcorn. If you're not feeling the popcorn, maybe get a hot dog, maybe get some nachos, mm-hmm. maybe some pick and mix, maybe just a bag of sweets. You know what this match was?
What?
It was like they took the biggest bucket in that entire, like one of them promotional ones.
Yeah.
This is a WrestleMania bucket. It's got all the stars on it. They took that bucket, they started off a little bit of salted popcorn, a little bit of sweet popcorn, a little bit of salt and sweet popcorn, mm-hmm. mix that up good. Let's get some Starburst in there. Let's get 5 hot dogs. Let's got a whole bag of chips. Let's get some nacho cheese. Swirl that bad boy up. What else can we throw in there? Oh, Ben and Jerry's, let's go. Yeah. They stirred that thing up and that should sound like the most disgusting yeah. thing in the world. And yet it was the most delicious concoction. The only thing that could have made it even more delicious was a little Steve Austin, but I'm not going to let my rattlesnake-shaped entitlement harm my enjoyment of this whole thing. I had a riotous experience in the stadium. If my voice sounds a little gruff at the moment, it's because of that 4 3/4.
Fair.
That's fantastic.
Again, probably more of a correct assessment of all this, but I was so giddy across both nights, but I'd be fascinated to know what your star ratings are.
Hey, if it was the Butcher winning the AEW World title, I'd be giving it 6 stars too.
Exactly. Let us know in the comment section below or next at WhatCultureWWE. Check out all of our WrestleMania content, including...
Look at this. Here's Simon Miller with the ups and downs, giving you a bit of a different perspective on the show. Enjoy it.
See you later, guys.
See you later, guys. See you later, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.